this thing on.
No, not too bad, actually. It was like maybe a minute away. Ah, I have someone in the studio with me, Carl.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Nice to be here.
Great. You've come from Thames today?
Yes, yes. Thames is always a little bit colder than Tāmaki. It's, you get the punishment, just that little extra couple of degrees.
I came past it yesterday because I've been to Hāhei Beach.
Nice.
Yes, such a wonderful part of the world. You like living there?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, totally.
Fantastic.
Very lucky.
Hey, so you also, I've also got, I'm hoping, on Zoom, Mr. Johansson Finn.
Kia ora, am I coming through?
I think you are, yes, I believe you are. I can hear you. You're in Queenstown?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Queenstown at the Sherwood Hotel.
Very nice. So how's the tour going?
Oh, it's going great. Yeah, we played last night at the hotel, and then tomorrow, we've got a day off today, and then tomorrow we're playing in Littleton at Wonder Bar.
Great. So, and how many dates has Fables got?
Five or six. Oh, we're number two on the New Zealand charts, the album, this week.
Beautiful, fantastic.
Jess is just over the moon. It's so good.
Yeah, and so well deserved. Congratulations to Jess. That's wonderful. Good news.
Thanks, I'll pass it on.
All right, so you two can probably talk to each other. So Carl can hear you, you can hear Carl. So how was the process? I'll start with Carl. How was the process, Carl, with Finn?
It was good. It was good. I just was worried because Finn only ate a muesli bar, mainly. Is that right, Finn?
I had 20 of your Harvest Pea snaps.
Oh, good.
And four shots of coffee. I went home and hyperventilated because I didn't realize that you could double extract the same coffee and get a legitimate shot. I thought I was having like a weaker shot of coffee. And I was, it sounds like a big thing for other people. I guess saying that I was up till 4 in the morning doesn't do justice to how wired I was because I usually go to sleep at 4 in the morning. But diet-wise, yeah. I think maybe just less coffee and the same amount of muesli would have done me. But you're right, you're right. I didn't eat very much.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you ate half a protein bar and then threw it in the bin, mate.
That thing was poison. It was like, it was made by robots for robots. There was no muesli involved.
Yes, maybe it was because we're having we're doing a little bit of a robotic song. Maybe it was apropos.
Oh, yeah, you've segued nicely into the actual musical process.
Boom.
Besides how your stomachs were feeling, how did the actual collaboration go?
No idea. It's all just, you know, we left it on the field and we'll just see what the end results are like. But it was fun, yeah.
So, Carl,
I had an awesome time.
You had a list of prompts. We thought you might choose BPM.
It was a good prompt, right? BPM, like, wow, yes. And so it sort of conjured up, you know, kind of dance music and, like, you know, body music kind of vibes. And all the lyrics we tried to write have got either BPM or, like, MPB or PMB, or they all start with one of those three letters anyway.
Yeah. And Finn, you were a little nervous about working with Carl, or maybe not?
I got more nervous after I did my research on, like, my research for the show. So we did the session, then I did my research for the Carl episode, then I got nervous. So it was a really good order to do things in.
Okay.
But I do want to say that Carl was just an incredibly gracious host. I don't always get to go and do these in a studio, and just welcoming me into his space like the first time we met, and kind of all the prep that you did, Carl, and just the way that you approached it, I thought was really cool. I probably said this last week, but I also think it stands to repeat.
It was at Parachute Studios, I think you said, did you?
Yeah, because it was this like mega storm that day, and so yeah, having somewhere safe and warm and dry and with no windows, we could have been in space and it would have been the same experience, not knowing how to use the coffee machine, etc.
Can I ask you when you start a collaboration like this, what's your starting point beside the fact that you've chosen a prompt? Musically, what was your starting point here? How do you actually sort of kick this and get it going?
I guess I was personally, because of that sort of like BPM just conjures up, like I said, you know, sort of techno and stuff. And I love that stuff, that sort of early Detroit-y techno, I guess, especially in the sort of Kraftwerk presence and some of that world and stuff. And so, it was a chance for me to think about some of that music and the way they use vocal samples is something I'm really excited about. And so I sent a piece of that called Elevator Up and Down, which I love, which is the original like vinyl of that is just literally just vocal samples. And it's similar to what like some contemporary classical composers do with their choirs, like just chopping up words. And so it's a big tradition. And but like, yeah, that was what inspired me with the BPM thing. And so, yeah, we started talking about that stuff.
Okay, and Finn, what was your contribution to this track?
Well, I just is it okay if I read out the email, a little bit of the email that you sent along with the elevator?
Totally.
Up and down
car?
Because I read this and I just knew that it was like I just knew the session was going to be a raging success after I read this email. So there's a few paragraphs before this, but basically, Carl's saying, here's an idea for where we can start from. And he says, like if the pre-Morrissey's internet radicalization Smiths had combined with Kraftwerk to make something reflecting their love of ABBA, but failed utterly. And I read that and I thought, yeah, okay, we can definitely do this.
And you did the chorus, right? Like, it's so beautiful what you came up with there, I think.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I came in a lucky place because I think it was nice to have all the groundwork genre wise and maybe sounds wise done for me, but not to say that you and I didn't come together and collaborate on the sounds, because there was a Hammond organ in there that we got some great sounds from. And yeah, I sang the chorus, and I do want to say that another thing that's really in my wheelhouse is singing acronyms from number plates. Me and Annabelle always looking at number plates and then just like turning it into what BPM, because you could see BPM as a number plate, the start of a number plate, and we'd be driving down the road and we'd be like, Bad People Music, or Billy Pop Music.
You were very good with the lyrics. Yeah.
Thank you. I made a whole spreadsheet.
When you mean you did the chorus, you mean you sang the chorus, Finn?
Finn sang the chorus. I sang BVs on it.
Right.
Very quietly.
Okay. We tried to do a round, like start in one place and then Carl starts in the other place and they overlap each other. That was actually really difficult. That might have been the hardest part of the recording process, figuring out, because I'm repeating Barely Pop Music, but then I'm also just like repeating random words. It's like there's a pattern that we came up with on the spot,
and I'm saying music Barely Pop, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's given us a good background to the track. You sent it to me at some ungodly hour this morning, as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that maybe it is the finished product, unless Carl wanted to tweak it a little bit more.
I didn't give Carl much of a window for that.
Yeah, you didn't. I thought, when's he going to do that? That's going to be kind of difficult for him. Okay, so you've titled it Bad, or the capital letters of each one are BPM, Bad People Music. Correct?
Right.
And I'm going to hopefully I'm going to press go, and I downloaded it as soon as you sent it to me, well, when I woke up, and this is it, okay? Demo Gods with Carl Solveig Steven and Finn Johansson, BPM, Bad People Music.
Body parts in motion, mix a bubbling potion, black pencil marking, manic poodles barking. Blue Planet Madness.
paper mache beds. Like Patterson Manifesto. Yeah, the Maker Basil Pesto. Bad people music. Bad people music.
Oh, nice. There's bad people music, BPM. Very good, Finn.
Yeah, nice work, Finn. I worried that I got you to take too much bottom end off that kick drum now, but we'll see what the people think.
Yeah, we can always chuck it back in for whatever it might do, that track in the future. But yeah. Carl, I think you sent some good notes there. What about the rest of it? Did you like the third verse kick pattern?
I loved it, and that Hammond organ sound is so cool. You know that synth that I was using on the day, I blew that up day before yesterday by plugging the wrong adapter into it, and then it sort of did a strange bunch of blinking lights, and then now when I plug the correct adapter into it, just this one solitary light just blinks like it's like in The Exorcist when Help Me appears on Regan's chest, like she's written it from inside her own body. It's like saying help me, like flashing in Morse, like it's terrible.
Oh my god, that's probably what it feels like to be a microcorg that's plugged in with the wrong adapter, that you've been possessed by some demon.
That's right, I am legion.
Yeah, that's very technical, all of that business about the third verse kick pattern.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'm also wanted to say, I feel like Carl got the Detroit house side of things, and then maybe I bought in, I was talking Lebanese disco for that chorus, but that's more of a sort of genre hint from my brain. I don't know if it ended up sounding like Lebanese disco.
Yeah, so good lyrics as well, I have to say.
Well, thanks for the prompt. Yes.
Thank you, Karen.
Are there bad people, do you think, out there listening to your music?
Absolutely, they're everywhere. Maybe we're those people, you know.
It's funny because also bad people music could be, it's one of those three word things that it could have a few different meanings depending on where you put the emphasis. Is it like music for bad people? Is it bad people making music? All the questions are there.
It's very catchy.
Thank you.
Yeah, like really, really catchy. Hey, all right, Finn. So rest of the day. What's the time? Have you had breakfast? Done all that?
No, I just woke up. I'm going to have another cup of coffee, teach a student on the Zoom, and then we're going to try to get to Christchurch this evening. But also, it's so beautiful. So, I don't know. Last time I was here, I think I was 14, 15 years old, riding the luges. So, I'm not sure. I'll let you know next week. But how about you two? What are you two up to?
Well, Carl's going to stay for a couple of tracks because I asked him to provide just a couple of songs that he's listening to at the moment. So we're going to talk Wonderful. Through those and play those. But when you see Jess this morning, Fables, pass on our congratulations. Hopefully it'll climb up one more to number one, which would be fantastic. And even if it
660?
Doesn't. 660?
Oh, 660. I said during the show last night, I was like, yeah, we only sold 659 records. And then the audience started clapping, and I was like, no, that's a 660 joke.
Very good. Oh, have a great day in the south, and yeah, enjoy it. And you're off. We're both off for a month for till we come back for season two of the Saturday Springs. So no doubt I'll talk to you in 4 or 5 weeks.
That's right. And Carl, thank you for everything, and it was a pleasure working with you.
Thanks so much. Yeah, great to have some fun and make some music.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, Finn.
Bye.